Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Liquida.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Shane Liquida, otherwise known as Liquid Shane on 1973, coming to you on this podcast, inspired, motivated, heart-filled, and everything. Here on Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. I got to tell you something. So you guys knew before the last podcast that we did, we were going to be getting together in Boston, down there with sponsors, with folks from all around the country, from our closed Facebook page called No Finish Line Nation. And we were going to get together on a Saturday night in Beantown, all together, having some drinks, eating some food, dancing, giving some awards, being inspired, and having a great celebration. And I'll tell you, the amount of work that went into doing this whole entire event was a large amount, right? A lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of structure, a lot of working out all kinds of different kinks, going through different scenarios, all kinds of great stuff. At the end of the night, on a Saturday, at 7 o'clock, it started at 6, but from 7 to 11 was one of the best nights of my life. We literally sat down with so many inspirational people. We got up on stage. We had conversations. We opened up. We gave awards to people that deserved it, with achievement awards and community engagement awards for people that support others and show what the site is all about. We went ahead and heard from our sponsors, one of our biggest sponsors in Devotion Nutrition, who from day one, from right from the beginning of the whole entire event that we were throwing and we were putting down, believed in what we believe in. And they jumped right in, right into the pool, into the deep end, right with us, no matter what. And they said, we're in. We see what you guys are doing, and we believe that you guys are doing great things. So we're going to jump in with you and be able to make that happen. And they came in as a platinum sponsor. So they got up and they told their story about their product and their family and the people that they've inspired and moved forward with to make that company an up-and-coming nutrition protein-based powder company, okay? These were so just great things that happened on the night of Saturday. Here's the biggest thing that happened, and I'm going to share this because this is what the podcast is all about. One of the last coffee talks that I did, I talked a lot about stepping out of your comfort zones, right? And we talked about how do we get uncomfortable and achieve great things if we just sit around and are afraid to achieve great things. And if we don't put one foot in front of the other, pull the band-aid off, and experience things, we're never going to know what there is out there to be able to experience and live life to the fullest rather than safe or behind closed doors or anything like that. And this evening on this Saturday exemplified that in every single way. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. So in the beginning, when Jonathan and I sat down, Jonathan, also known as Mud Hustler, and I sat down to talk about what our plans were around this event. We were deciding what it was going to look like and how it was going to be. And we were just kind of game planning things around. We put the basic bones framework of what we wanted. But one of the biggest things we said was we want it to be huge for the community that we support. The community that has been created on the No Finish Line Nation Facebook page is a place where people inspire, people motivate, people encourage, all those great things. So we wanted to celebrate in them. And we wanted to give them an experience. So we said to ourselves, how do we do that? We can throw it in a small little hall room or a meeting room or anything like that. Nope, that's not what we're really looking for. We're looking for go big or go home. We wanted to throw a gala, a party, a celebration, a fiesta, or whatever you wanted to call it, for everybody to get together with like minds, like individuals that have supported, have lifted up, have dove in, have been a part of our organization and part of our culture for a period of time, all getting together in Boston, Massachusetts, right? So think about that. We're thinking to ourselves, we've never done this before. We're thinking to ourselves, do we sell tickets? Do we ask sponsors to help us fund this very expensive event? What do we do here? Like, how are we able to do that? And we just started to push forward, and we kept on believing in the fact that we can do whatever we set our minds to. Yes, we may get frustrated by certain things. Yes, we may look at things and say, well, you know, if we want to be able to afford this, we got to be able to cut that or any of those kind of things. But we didn't. We stayed clear. We stayed very true to the things that we wanted to be able to accomplish. And on Saturday night, it all came true. Now, that would have never happened if we didn't dream big. And we didn't think to ourselves, we can accomplish whatever we want to accomplish if we just set our minds to it, our hearts to it, and we just focus. And if you have the same vision as John and I had when we sat down at that table and we talked about where we were at, and then we brought in one of our other sponsors, one of the people that helped run the show for us, one of the people that put all this stuff together for us and put such a beautiful setup on everything at 617 Weddings, which is actually John's cousin, Jimmy Espo. And Ree, who helped run the whole entire thing, was just amazing. And they saw our vision. They sat down with us. We had dinner. We were down in Boston, and we sat down and had dinner. And we thought to ourselves, how are we going to be able to incorporate this? Let's talk to them. And we game planned. And we said, what do we do here? Okay, so we want to be able to go through. Our focus is around sponsors, and our focus was then around ticket sales. So we started to put the two and two together and had a budget we had to work with because we wanted to go big. We didn't want to go small. We didn't want to chintz the community that's involved. We didn't want to chintz the people that are out there fighting every single day that make No Finish Line Nation what it is. We wanted to make it big and throw down with everybody, right? So we had a vision. We came together. We kept leaning on that vision. We brought Jimmy and Ree in with that vision, and they had that vision then. And we talked about what the community was all about, and we talked about how inclusive it is and how involved it is and how engaging it is and how everybody just supports each other. And then how safe the environment is. So we wanted to be able to go down that road. So then we thought about venues and we were asking around and kind of picking the brains of everybody that we were trying to be able to get to. We found the perfect spot at the Hilton Back Bay, right in the middle of downtown, where you could walk to Quincy Market, you could go over to Fenway Park, you could go right downtown, go over to Cheers, wherever you wanted to go, just experience whatever you wanted to, hop on a duck tour, go to a Red Sox game. At the time, the Red Sox Yankees were in town, so we knew it was going to be a madhouse, and the city was going to be electric during the whole entire time, and we did it at the Back Bay Hilton. The rooms were amazing. The ballroom that we put everything together with and the dance floor was just beautiful. And just designed perfectly and met exactly what we were looking for. It's all about having a vision and going for it and taking chances and risks, right? Okay, so next piece. We talked about what do we feed everybody, right? We're looking at an event that we're going to be 5 hours long. You got a pre-VIP event that we were going to do for people to have champagne, be able to mingle with a smaller crowd, more of an intimate setting, sitting around with some of maybe the admins, or be able to walk around and be able to just have a great time with everybody before the big crowd comes in, right? So all those VIP ticket holders were going to be there. So we wanted to make it special for them too. And they got special gifts in their little swag bag. Oh, by the way, everybody got a swag bag at this event. Everyone. Everyone got a black cinch bag with NFLN logo on the outside of it. On the inside of it, you got some measuring cups. You got a water bottle. The VIP folks got a dog tag with a special logo and a special emblem on the outside of it. All the people in their rooms got bags that were delivered to the rooms or at the front desk for them with little goodies representing Boston for them, with a little bit of Ocean Spray diet cranberry juice or some waters or some Cape Cod chips representing the great state of Massachusetts, right? So we delivered those to everybody's rooms. This was all part of the vision. We wanted to make it special for everybody. And we were going to take chances. You hear the theme here, right? Having a vision, taking chances. You got to do it if you want to achieve things that you want to achieve in life. And if you don't try to achieve them, you're always going to regret that you didn't try. You didn't at least try, okay? So the food, let's get back to the food. So the food was, we went to the hotel and we said, hey, you know what? Listen, it would be really great if we can get you guys to make some famous bird balls from the Mud Hustler crew, right? Put this recipe together, gave them the recipe. They came out with three huge pans full of bird balls. They had some little bit of beef cut, they had some salads, they had some all kinds of good stuff. And then another one of our sponsors came through for us at Light and Fit from Dannon. They put up a yogurt bar for us with a spread of fruits and all kinds of great toppings and everything else. And they were able to go up and grab their yogurt, pop the top, add all kinds of great stuff to it. Everybody loved it. They loved the flavors. They loved everything about it. And so that was their dessert. It was a healthier option, but it was delicious and it was great and they loved it. And Dannon at Light and Fit, you guys came through for us. Another one, we took a chance. They took a chance on us and they jumped right in. And they said, we'll help you out. We want to be a part of it. Okay? So those are some of the sponsors. Another sponsor that we had was Quiet Punch. One of the products that Jonathan Mudhustler and myself use at home is the Quiet Punch punching bag. We put the thing in the doorway with the brackets and we go to punch. And it's a quieter option. You get a great workout on there. You get some good jabs, some uppercuts, all kinds of great stuff. And you get a great workout. You're pouring sweat by the time you're done with it. But it's a great option to carry with you. You want to take it to a hotel, put it in the door jam. You want to go to the office. If you got a door jam, put it in the door jam. Or whatever. They came through also as a sponsor. And we had other sponsors. Myself here at Coffee Talk with Liquid Chano, Mud Hustler also was a sponsor. And then we had another sponsor, a special member from No Finish Line Nation, in Lisa Allison with Lighter Lisa brand, coming into it to announce that she's starting a mentorship program that if anybody wants to be a part of, she has a website she's launching, all kinds of great stuff happening there. So think about this, okay? We're talking about a huge, huge ticket of money that we got to spend in the middle of downtown Boston during the Yankees Red Sox series. And we had a vision and we took chances. We took chances by going to these sponsors and saying, what do you think? And they said, we're in. And then we also took a risk of charging for the tickets. We said, listen, you know, we have to pay for this event, so we've got to do it. You know, that might have turned some people off. That's a risk. That's a risk you take. But we knew we had to do something to be able to make this a special, special event. And we did it. And we pulled it off. And then you had John and I standing up there, nervous out of our shoes, shaking in our boots, standing up there in front of a group of 200 people, just going through all of the emotions of standing in front of everybody, everything coming together, all the planning, all of everything, the beautiful lighting, all the folks just so engaged in the conversations, giving away some great awards. And if you haven't seen the award ceremony or anything like that, it is posted on Mud Hustler's Facebook page, okay? And there's going to be some more stuff coming out about that. You'll be able to watch that and see who some of the recipients were and then also the awards themselves. And then we had Ninjasaurus, who's another sponsor that donated to this event, hand custom crafted Nike Air One sneakers that are painted with a Fresh Prince logo, like a kind of a Fresh Prince vibe to it. And we had a person that we drew to be able to win that award. And he was so excited. Okay, so after all this is done, and we've got our food done, and we got our dessert done, and we've given away the awards, and we made these announcements, which I'm going to go over right now too, because I think that is a great way to catch up to all those that might not have been there, that don't know what the announcements are. But there were two announcements that were given during this event. Okay, these are the things that we closed out the speaking part of it. The first announcement was that Jonathan and myself are going to be starting a side venture of a video cast. And the video cast is going to be called Two Kitchen Tables and a Microphone. Now, if you know anything about 90s kind of music or whatever else, you know that Beck had a song called Two Turntables and a Microphone, Where It's At. Well, that's what this is all about. We're going to be getting together to talk about everything. So whether it's food, whether it's health, whether it's guys' perspectives on the journey, whether it's a good cigar, whether it's a good gym to go to, or whatever it is, we're going to talk about everything. And we're just going to have some fun and just rag on each other and do what we have to do. That's our first announcement. Two kitchen tables and a microphone. Take a look at it. You'll be able to find it soon whenever we do launch. But that's one of the announcements. And the second announcement was announcing the location of our next NFL inspiration, celebration, motivational, huge party we're going to throw. And that's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona on May 4th, 2019. Now, that may seem like it's so far away, it's 2019. Well, actually, it's not. It's only about 9 months away. And a lot of planning has to go into it, just like this one did. And lots of folks are going to know about it. And we're going to be able to try to pack house and be able to have another great party. So huge events, right? Huge things, huge announcements. But guess what? All of it happened because we had a vision and we took chances. Remember those. We had a vision and we took chances, okay? So then the last part of the night was from 7 to 9. We wanted to open it up for dancing. Now we're thinking to ourselves, now I want you to hear me on this, because one of the biggest reflections that I had about this whole entire weekend was, Here we are sitting around a bunch of people that have battled weight issues, have battled health issues, have battled all kinds of stuff all their lives, trying to be able to fight for the things they have to fight for, even if they're at goal or they're at health, you know, good health or whatever, they've been fighting. Okay? And for them to be fighting as long as they've been fighting, for them to go into a room with 200 other people, and then we open up the dance floor with people that may struggle with anxiety or struggle with people watching them or in public settings or groups or anything like that. And I'm going to tell you what blew me away the most. We had a great DJ. The DJ was actually from 617 Weddings, Jimmy Espo, that I mentioned to you earlier in this podcast. He was our DJ. And he was a great DJ, and he involved everybody. He was grabbing the crowd, bringing them in. He was doing all kinds of great stuff, playing great music. We had a great time. But here's the thing that blew me away. Floored me. We had a vision, and we're taking chances that we're going to open up a dance floor for people that might not want to dance. They might not want to do anything like that. They may not want to be able to say, I don't know how to dance, or it makes me nervous, or I wasn't ever picked at the school dance, or I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm overweight. I'm not feeling it. I don't feel like I want to be able to do that. At one moment in the night, I think I took a live video feed, a picture of it, and a live video, that every single person was on that floor. They were dancing like nobody was watching. They were dancing their hearts out. They were having such a good time, jumping around, dancing to all the music, singing the songs, having dance-offs in the middle of the dance floor. It was absolutely amazing. Now, these are people that were apprehensive, were afraid. These people, when we first announced we were going to do this party in Boston, they bought their tickets. And then some of them were even having second guesses about even going to the party itself. They were almost going to cancel because, oh, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. I don't think I want to go or whatever. And they were nervous and they were posting about it. And they were saying, I'm so nervous. I've never been to the big city. I've never been out of my town or whatever. All these different things that they were sharing with us. These people were stepping out of their comfort zone because they knew that it was going to be something special. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you came to Boston and you were here, you were one of the lucky 200 people that come all the way out to Boston to be able to experience it. It almost hit at the point where it might have changed your life, to be honest with you. I think it did mine. Because I'm looking around going, one, we had a vision. And two, we took chances. And at the end of the night, when everything was all taken care of, everything was all said and done, we had all the stuff going on that needed to get done, we sat back and we can reflect on the fact that we did something that maybe some might have doubted that we could do. Or maybe some might have said, what are you thinking, man? I mean, really, middle of wedding season, middle of Red Sox Yankees, you guys are in August or, yeah, I mean, seriously, in Boston, in Beantown, and you guys are going to throw a party? Like, really? The doubters, we pushed off to the side and we kept on track with our vision, with our plan of what we wanted to accomplish. We kept staying focused and true to what we wanted to accomplish, and we took risks and we took chances, and it turned out so amazing and so heartwarming. I mean, if you didn't walk away from that event feeling like your heart was filled, and then the next few days, including yesterday and the day before, if you were looking at yourself and saying, I'm motivated, I'm focused, I'm driven, I'm going to do everything I need to do for the next event that comes around, I'm going to be down another 20 pounds, or I'm going to be focused on what I want to focus on, I'm going to have run a marathon, I'm going to have lifted weights, do whatever. Whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm working on, I'm more motivated to do it now because I just met up with some amazing people together where we were able to sit down, bond, relate, give hugs, inspire, motivate, just do all those things and connect on a level that is exactly what we were looking to try to accomplish. People that were internet friends on No Finish Line Nation are now friends in real life because they connected and they hugged and they were able to meet each other and put a face to the name and put a face to everything that we're doing. Think about that. I mean, these are people from all over the country, from California to New York, down to Florida, all that stuff. And we have all these people that are from all walks of life, all different creeds, all different places in their journey. Some people are lifetime, some people overweight, some people really skinny and just want to be able to just go and do whatever. Some people that are marathon runners, some people that are swimmers, some people that are doing triathlons, some people that are doing all kinds of stuff. But everybody came together so we could be in one place and one time, and we were able to connect on a deeper level than just on a Facebook page. That's pretty amazing if you ask me. And if you're not motivated to go on May 4th of 2019 to Scottsdale, Arizona, I don't know what you're missing. Because I'm going to tell you, if you saw the pictures and the photos and the videos and all the things that were posted all around of all the folks out there having such a good time, and you didn't walk away from that going, I got to be at the next one. I don't know, man. Maybe you don't have a pulse. I got to tell you, it's pretty inspirational and heartwarming. Okay? That's the point of this podcast. I wanted to reflect on our journey, on where we just came from and what we just pulled off and where we're at in Boston, Massachusetts. If John and I sat down and talked about what the vision of how we're going to be able to do this, and we pulled it off, Mud Hustler Liquid Shano 1973 style, I got to say, whew, I'm happy, I'm overwhelmed, I'm humbled, and I'm also so damn proud of what we just did. Because if you think about it, we took a chance, we stepped out of our comfort zone, and we had a vision. That's the framework of where we're at. We did all those things, and we did exactly what we were trying to be able to accomplish, and I feel like we accomplished it. So, with all of that being said, tie that back to your own journeys. If you were in Boston at the event itself, and you left motivated and inspired and just filled in your heart, use this as a platform for you to be able to push forward and be great, right? Take chances, have a vision, fight for the things that you deserve. And if you weren't in Boston and you were suffering from a little bit of envy of all the folks that were out there, that's okay, because we got another one coming up. And you can think about, here's a great way to be able to do it. A good buddy of mine reached out to me and he said to me, he goes, hey, listen, you know, why don't you talk about on your podcast and everything else, instead of people celebrating and celebrations or whatever it is, or accomplishments, celebrating your accomplishments with bad foods or a snack or something like that, celebrate yourself with a little bit of cash. So if you accomplish something, right, and you're doing something and you lose 5 pounds, okay, and you're on your journey and you're trying to fight for it, but you lose 5 pounds, instead of maybe going out for a special dinner for yourself or whatever it is, or instead of needing stickers or anything like that kind of stuff, which has been a hot topic on No Finish Line Nation, but if you want to reward yourself, how about you put $20 into the bank account? And you keep on doing this for all the small little things, just a $20 bill, boom, just keep on throwing it in there. If it's a bank account, that's all right. Put it in a mason jar, like old school we used to do. Or put it under your mattress. And then you save up all the money so that way when it does come around time to book a plane ticket or book a hotel room for Scottsdale, Arizona, you got it all, you know, boxed up and you've achieved some of your health goals. Why not try that? I think it's a great idea. So just remember, if you have a vision, stay true to your vision. Fight like hell to get there. And remember, take chances to go and do it. You too, to be honest with you, can accomplish such amazing things if you just put your heart and your mind to it. I know I've said that over the last few podcasts, probably more so because we were in the prep work of trying to be able to pull this thing off. And we just did it. And I'm feeling so inspired right now. So I hope you are too. I hope if you were there, you're feeling really inspired. I hope if you weren't there, you're wanting to go to the next one and we'll be able to celebrate together where you and I can give each other hugs and we can keep on moving forward and we can keep doing this for a long, long time. We'll talk later, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Shano 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.